The 2139B lawsuit wants title to 39,069 dormant Bitcoin wallets. A lawsuit in New York County Supreme Court is asking a judge to grant legal title to 39,069 dormant Bitcoin wallets. A pool that Galaxy Research calculates holds 3,729,629 BTC. At the June 8, 2026 price of roughly $63,060 per coin, that is about $239.6 billion in Bitcoin, claimed through a single declaratory judgment action. The case is captioned with pseudonymous plaintiffs, Noah Doe, ABC Company, and XYZ Company, suing John Does 1 through 39,069, the unidentified owners of the addresses. The legal theory leans on New York personal property law, Article 7B, the state's lost and found statute. The plaintiffs argue that wallets sitting untouched for years amount to abandoned property, and that a court can therefore reassign ownership the way it might with an unclaimed bank account or a forgotten safe deposit box. It is an aggressive reading of a law written long before private keys existed, and the blockchain itself has already complicated it. A dead address that was not dead on June 2, 2026, address 1NLBWTSS7TMCWCRSQD5KVMVFREXPDUWCD4SSXE, spent 35.546714 BTC after years of silence. That single transaction undercuts the central premise. Abandoned property is property no one controls. An address that signs and broadcasts a valid transaction is, by definition, controlled by someone who still holds the key. One spend from one wallet does not prove all 39,069 are active, but it shows the difference between an address that looks dormant and an address whose owner is actually gone. 3 days later, on June 5th, the court issued an order staying further proceedings until a hearing set for July 14th. The stay gives the parties time to argue the threshold question before any title changes hands, and it signals the court is not prepared to treat on-chain quiet as legal abandonment without scrutiny. Title on paper, control on chain. The case exposes a gap that has shadowed crypto since the first cold wallet. A court can issue a judgment declaring someone the owner of an asset. Bitcoin, though, moves only when a transaction is signed with the corresponding private key. A judge can grant title to a wallet on paper and still have no way to make the coins move. Possession of the key is the only thing the network recognizes. That mismatch is not academic. If a declaratory judgment could strip ownership from any address that stops transacting, the long-term holder who buys Bitcoin and sits on it for a decade becomes a target. Cold storage, paper wallets, and inheritance setups all depend on doing nothing on-chain for long stretches. Silence is a feature of how serious holders protect coins, not evidence that they walked away. For anyone who actually holds their own keys, the practical lesson is plain. The protection is mathematical, not administrative. No court order rewrites a UTXO. This is the core argument for holding crypto in a wallet you control. A balance that only a private key can move cannot be reassigned by a filing. The same logic now drives institutional products, from Bitcoin-backed lending desks to hardware wallet security, where the entire value proposition rests on who can sign. The reach of the filing 39 through 69 addresses is not a rounding error. Galaxy's count of 3.8 million BTC inside the targeted wallets is close to a fifth of all Bitcoin that will ever exist. Many of these are likely the genuinely lost coins that circulate in every supply estimate, keys gone to dead drives and discarded laptops. Some may belong to early holders who are very much alive and simply patient. The filing makes no distinction. And that breadth is what makes the July 14th hearing worth watching. The dispute lands while the market is already jittery. Bitcoin traded near $63,143 on June 8th, up 2.2% on the day, but down more than 10% on the week, with the Fear and Greed Index pinned at 16, deep in extreme fear. A headline-grabbing claim on a fifth of the supply does nothing to calm holders watching old coins move and wondering what a court might do next. The largest concentration of these addresses sits with holders in the United States and other early adopter markets, where the legal precedent would bite first.